Welcome everyone to The Enthusiast Life. I am your host, Mark Turcotte. I'm so glad each and every one of you have decided to make me a part of your day. Well, my friends, it is Thursday, July 22nd, 2021, and hopefully your day is off to a good start, because I'm sure as you can hear, mine is, because I am recording to you here from the beauty of my Mac and my mic. So yes, our internet is back up unlike it was yesterday. Of course, you know, it did come up about an hour or so after recording the podcast yesterday, but I did want to make sure I was going to get the podcast out to you guys. So that's why I went ahead and just used the magical Anchor app on my phone, and it worked flawlessly as always. But today on the show, I am going to be talking about some free-to-play games. So the internet did come up. I had a couple hours here before I had to be to work yesterday. So I got some hands-on with Pokemon Unite and The Witcher Monster Slayer. So we're going to be jumping into both of those here on the show. But before we do that, as always, a little bit of housekeeping. Don't forget you can follow me on Twitter at Mark Turcotte, M-A-R-K-T-U-R-C. And of course, you can always email the show at theenthuselife@gmail.com. So let's jump into Pokemon Unite. So if you remember, it's been about a year or so ago, we got word that there was a Pokemon MOBA coming on the way. And I remember talking about that here on the show and being, you know, you guys know I'm a MOBA fan. So I'm like, man, like a Pokemon MOBA, you think of all the different Pokemon there are out there, like that would just open up just a whole box of all different characters and movesets and everything you could do for a game like that. Now, it is available now on the Nintendo Switch for free. So you can go download that right now, hop in there and start playing. But it is also coming to mobile. So it is going to be on both iOS and Android. I think come next month, like kind of towards the end of next month. I don't think they have dates yet for that, but there is going to be crossplay, as far as I know, between those systems as well, which is pretty cool. And I'm pretty sure you can just carry over your progress too, because when you do log in, they kind of have you create a trainer ID, and then they give you kind of one of those long string of numbers you can see when you go into your account. So I think if you want to get it on mobile, you'll be able to just kind of log in with that. So what's Pokemon Unite? You know, it isn't just a typical MOBA. They actually have done some very smart things to kind of make the game stand out on its own, and I think even to bring in new players with the MOBA genre. So essentially, it's still 5v5, so a typical MOBA size. The mode that's available now is there's going to be multiple maps in here. But the way the game plays is you pick, of course, your Pokemon. And they've slimmed it down where you really only have three abilities. You have your basic attack. You have two other abilities that as you level up and essentially evolved, I mean, you do evolve just like in Pokemon. So depending on the character you're playing, you will start out kind of in their original form and get into their evolved forms. And some of them, even three times, you'll evolve. But the abilities, as you level up, become more powerful. I think level 4, level 7, and level 10. And you can pick one of two different paths for each ability as they change. So one of the characters I've been playing who I've kind of fell in love with, because last night, actually, I got to play for like 2 hours straight last night. Got home, my wife was tired, went to bed, kids were playing their stuff. I said, you know, I'm going to jump into some Pokemon Unite. So I probably played for a total of like three and a half hours yesterday. But I fell in love with the Alolan Ninetales, I think is his name. He's kind of like this white horse, but almost looks like a unicorn, but he literally has nine tails, like what's in the name. But he's shoots ice, so he's a ranged character. So his basic attack just shoots kind of ice at characters, and when they're hit, they slow down, but it also does some damage. One ability that he has kind of shoots a cone of ice that slows characters down, and then it also speeds up my attacks a little bit. And then another one is a straight shot of ice that also damages, slows characters down as well. Now, the one that is more that cone, I can boost that to where, one of the abilities, the one I kept picking was called Avalanche, I believe. And what that would turn into was, again, kind of more of a, not a cone, but more of a straight rectangle, if you want to say. But it would place down like an avalanche of snow would come down and create a small barrier. So I could use that in multiple ways. I could either use it to trap an enemy. So a lot of times it was cool. Like I would be running and enemies were chasing me. And then I would quickly toss it. Like I could, because you can aim with the right analog stick. If you hold down the ability, you can kind of aim where you want it to go. And I would aim and put it behind them and then quickly drop it and then quickly turn on them. Like when I would get to one of my teammates and we would just wreck the person because they had nowhere to go. Because I put that ice wall up and they were stuck. Another of the abilities, the more just kind of slow one, you can make that where it makes the ice actually freeze them if they're in that area enough. So like there's different upgrades, and then that's only just two of the upgrades for, you know, or one upgrade for each of those two. But there's another one that I hadn't even bothered switching to just because those abilities just were working for me. I kind of scoped out what the upgrade paths were. So it really seems like they kind of did like the Heroes of the Storm method here, where just they're kind of simplifying things. Now, each character also does have an ultimate, which that's not upgradable, but you do unlock that. I believe it's at level 10, maybe you unlock that, or maybe it's level 7. Maybe you get that, and then 10 and 13 maybe is like a second upgrade to those other ones, but it's just really making them more powerful, like a plus. Like, you know, I had Avalanche, but then it'll upgrade to Avalanche Plus, just make it stronger. But then characters, of course, have an ultimate. Now, the whole goal in, you know, every MOBA is to run your lanes and to, you know, take out some of the NPC characters to level up or take out some of the other enemies. But the way they did it here is you're still doing that. The 5v5 mode has two lanes, a top and a bottom. And there's kind of a middle path that is technically the jungle, if you want to say, if you know MOBA terminology. But there's just some NPC Pokemon on the field. Now, when you take them down, you get something called Eos energy, because this takes place in, or Eos, this takes place in the Eos region. And you get like energy, but essentially think of it as Pokeballs. So like you can bank or hold up to 50 of these at a time. And when you come to an enemy's tower, the tower doesn't harm you like it would in a typical MOBA, but the object is to bank these Pokeballs. So each one, I think the first set has 80. It basically needs 80 energy to make it disappear. Now, once you bank the 80, it's gone. Now, the enemy, when they go stand in their own tower, if you want to say, it heals them, number one, so it gives them a health boost, and it kind of shields them just a little bit. Just the shield and health kind of quickly pop, they can step out of it and step back in, and it does it again real quick. So you want to take those down because you want to, of course, push towards the core, you know, towards the main base for the enemies, and you just want to keep pushing forward so they can't heal. Now, the other thing it does too is you can go to really to any of the towers. You know, there's two towers and then the home base. But if you get kind of in between the towers, it slows you down and speeds them up. So you're not going to be really getting hurt by a tower per se, but you're going to be slowed. So it's kind of making you not want to chase them past that first tower. Although there were some times that I was kind of rolling with a couple of just, you know, pickup groups, and we were doing that just because, I mean, we're just owning at some points. Now, the other interesting thing they did as well is there's a time limit. 10 minutes, that's it. So, you know, you're basically just banking in these towers. Not once have I taken out an enemy team's core, because 10 minutes goes by pretty quick in a MOBA. And sure, you're taking out some towers. I've had it where we've actually pushed both lanes, got to that home base, but we were just fighting there and we weren't able to bank enough there to take them down, because by that point, there was like 30 seconds left. Time ran out. That was it. But having that 10-minute time limit makes a world of difference, because if you've ever played a MOBA, especially if you've ever tried to play a MOBA and you're not really a MOBA player and you've dipped in, I mean, you know, some games like, you know, even League of Legends Wild Rift, which I love, some of those matches sometimes can go 25, 30 minutes if you're playing like a really tight competitive game. And, you know, sometimes early on in a game, you just realize, you know what, we're not going to win this. And, you know, you can realize that 5-6 minutes in, we're just getting owned. We're not going to come back. Now, if you're playing with your group of friends, communicating well, believe me, I've been part of my fair share of games where you have those epic comebacks and you're able to, you know, have that adrenaline pumping, you know, oh, we're down 5-6 minutes in, but we rally back and we win it and you're, you know, high five and all that's awesome. But pickup groups, it's kind of rare for that to happen. And what's cool about the 10 minutes is even if that happens early on, it's only 10 minutes, right? You're done at that point. You're going to level up enough to where you're still going to be able to somewhat feel like you've banked some energy. You know, you're doing okay in that sense. And so it just takes the whole MOBA experience and streamlines it and makes it extremely addictively fun. Like I, last night, like I said, I played for a little over 2 hours. I was up past midnight playing, and I planned on getting off around like 11:15, 11:30, and then I just kept playing. I had unlocked ranked mode and just started playing ranked matches. And like, just because at that point, the games really started becoming super competitive, where we were only taking out that first wave of towers because we were defending so well. I'm not going to get into all the minutiae of the you know, things in the jungle and things on the map, because they do add some objectives there as well that if you've played MOBAs, you know, there's higher tiered NPCs you can take out that kind of help you push lanes a little bit more. But it's there. It's not overly, you know, obtuse like some MOBAs are, and there's not a lot really to know. And the game does a great job of letting you know when certain things spawn on the map and creates kind of these team fights. Again, kind of like Heroes of the Storm did. But I think it's great. Like, it is super, super fun. Now, there is a battle pass that they have on there. I looked at it last night. Believe me, I was kind of like, do I want to buy this battle pass? But really all it gives you is cosmetics to your trainer, because the trainers themselves, you pick a trainer and you're outfitting them with hoodies and socks and shoes and pants and headgear and bling and all that stuff. And you never see them really unless you're in the lobby. There are skins, however, though, for the Pokemon. And of course, you know, I think right now there's only a handful. There's maybe 20 right now. So they're going to be adding a lot more here as we go forward. But it's very smartly done to, I think, people who are fans of MOBAs to kind of pull you in for just kind of a quick fix. And for those who've never played, this is like a great my first MOBA. So I'm urging you, if you've never played a MOBA before, this really, really is a great start to kind of get in there and just kind of see what that genre has to offer. And you know, it's super fun. Like, I'm jonesing to play this morning. Like, I want to play, like, as soon as I'm done recording this podcast and getting it posted, pour myself another cup of coffee, and I'm going to be playing some Pokemon Unite today. I'm actually off today, so I have a feeling I'm going to be playing way more than I should be today. So check that game out, and I can't wait for it to come to the phones, especially too, because again, Wild Rift, awesome on mobile. Arena of Valor, you know, there's countless MOBAs now on the phones, but all of those, you know, are 20 minutes, 25 minute matches, you know, especially when you get into those ranked modes and you're playing more competitively. This, I love having the 10 minute timer. And because you're not really just destroying the towers, like, essentially you could play a match and never take a tower out. I mean, I guess the first round only is 80 energy. And you know, at the end, the winner is a team that bank the most energy. It's not about how many towers did you take down, how many kills did you get. It's all about banking. Because the other interesting thing is, when you die, if you had some of that energy on you, you lose a bunch of it and the other team can pick it up. So it's kind of this risk versus reward. Like, you want to bank it as soon as you can, but sometimes you're fighting over just access to those towers. And you know, you think about it, when you push a tower and take one down, that's that much further you have to push into the enemy side to bank your energy. So there really is kind of this whole little meta to it, and all this kind of, you know, when you really want to step back and look at it competitively, there's a lot to think about. But if you want to just get in there, play your favorite Pokemon, and just have a fun time, you can do that as well. There's not really too much to think about, and just have fun with it. And it has great tutorials as well. I only did the first couple until I could unlock basically the ability to play PvP, and that's all I've been doing. But I do want to go do the tutorials, because you unlock currency to unlock new licenses for characters. Because again, those characters aren't available to you right away, all of them. Like, that's part of the game, is leveling up your trainer level, which gets you cosmetics and things like that, but also to then get the currency to buy licenses for the characters. And you know, that's kind of what then becomes the, okay, well, this is why I'm playing a lot, to unlock new characters. And like any MOBA, you unlock that new character, you start playing as them, you spend time as them, and then before you know it, you unlock enough currency to then buy another character, and then you're playing as them. Like, that's how the whole flow of playing a MOBA just tends to go. And then, of course, they're going to release new characters, and you know, there's going to be all excitement around that. It's really cool. Like, it's a lot of fun. So I highly recommend Pokemon Unite. Go check it out. It's super cool. And then, you know, like I said here today too, I did want to talk a little bit about The Witcher Monster Slayer. This is a new MOBA game, of course, from CD Projekt Red. I'm going to be honest, I didn't play a ton of it. I did give it a download, so it is available now on Android and iOS. It is essentially Pokemon Go, probably mixed with some Elder Scrolls Blades, I would say, in terms of the combat and kind of having some questing in there. So it is exactly as described. It is a you know, augmented reality game where you're going to go around, you're going to find monsters as if you are a Witcher. And you're going to tap on them, and then you're going to fight them on the screen. You can use either your sword, which you can unlock new swords. You can use bombs that you can buy at a vendor, as well as use signs like you can in The Witcher, which I'm sure as you level up, you unlock more of those, and you can equip them. When you go to battle someone, are a creature, you do kind of equip some items. So it is kind of pulling that from The Witcher as well. And then there are these quests that you have too. So like kind of the tutorial quest, you complete it, and there's an NPC that talks to you. When you're done, it kind of goes through this whole kind of exposition of, you know, oh, he gives you their head as a trophy and, you know, blah, 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 kind of giving you all this kind of RPG stuff. It's one of those games where it's cool as hell that it exists, and I'm glad it exists. But for me personally, I don't think it's a game I'm really going to play. Like Pokemon Go, my kids were more into when it first launched, the novelty of it, I was there for it. But now because we have so many of these games, I don't know. And in the end, like I'm not really out enough to do that. Sure, I go for long runs, but I'm running. I'm not focused on my phone, fighting monsters or throwing Pokeballs. And, you know, I will say too, this game is a bit more involved because Pokemon Go, yeah, you're flicking the ball, but this, you're slashing, you're blocking like you would in Elder Scrolls Blades or even Infinity Blade. It even reminded me of that, kind of the combat. So it's much more active combat, which is cool. Like I said, it's very cool that it's out there. I just don't think it's something for me. But it may be for you. So I'm not sure if you knew this existed. Go check it out. Especially if you're a Witcher fan. Maybe this is totally up your alley and it's something you've been, you know, just absolutely wanting in your life. It's maybe something you didn't even know you wanted. And it's there now for you. So go check it out. The Witcher Monster Slayer. It's, again, available on iOS and on Android. Well, guys, that's going to do it for me here today. Don't forget, tomorrow is going to be Bad Batch Friday. We'll be back talking some Star Wars The Bad Batch. And if you are playing some Pokemon Unite, let me know. Shoot me your friend code. I would love to get out. You know what I'll do is I'll try to maybe later tell you either I'll tweet that out or I'll add it to the description here for the podcast. My friend code. So if you want to friend me up on Nintendo, we can maybe get in some Pokemon Unite because I'm sure I'll be playing this weekend as well. So maybe you can catch me online. So I will do that. Check the description for my friend code. And you can shoot me a friend request, and we will hook up and play some Pokemon Unite. So again, hit me up on Twitter at Mark Turk, MarkTurc, or you can always email me, theenthuselife@gmail.com. So until tomorrow, guys, have a great rest of your day, and we'll catch you next time.